Welcome to Hutton Over Live. It's Thursday. It's at the slightly later, and again, a little bit later than that time of 2100 hours. That's what it is, really, Galactic Standard Time. And of course, it is time for the news. I'm Dick Chafing.
I'm Rudolf Hucker, and here are your headlines.
Scandal as genetically engineered rodents steal ship.
Clues to the origin of the Van Manen star plague.
Hutton beats the odds and enters pending election.
Final GIMP 2 prizes awarded.
After a frightful freeze, Hutton's heating hits hot times. There was an intergalactic scandal this week, as it appears that the rascally family of genetically engineered guinea pigs managed not to only steal, but fly and crash one of Lacon's flagship space cow trucks. The deceptively cute and ever so slightly squeaky creatures appear to have snuck in during routine maintenance to upgrade the hull on a Type 9. Commandeered the controls, performed a thoroughly illegal speed liftoff, crushing a Diamondback and a Viper on the way out, managed to get the frameshift active and promptly vanished off radar, leaving only a cryptic message written in a secretive code known as Brainfuck at the offices of the local Universal Cartographics. When deciphered, the rodents had left a note saying that they thought they were traveling to the Thoth 1A system. Sure enough, after a thorough search of Thoth throughout the night, the smashed ship was salvaged. It turns out that the ship that they took to Thoth contained a huge directory from Universal Cartographics of BGS data. Yes, big galaxy survey data, the backbone of all reporting about system states and faction influences throughout the galaxy. Along with the smashed remains, a simple encoded message was left behind in the ship, complete with some tiny droppings and more than a little shed hair. Message as follows.
With the mysterious plague that gripped Van Manen brought single-handedly under control by Nurse Wyeth of Hutton Orbital, there were rumours that it had not only spread to Epsilon Indy, but also Hutton Space itself. Searching for the source of the outbreak, scientists have honed in on a single laboratory deep within O'Connor City. How the weaponized Impetigo managed to escape from the station is currently unknown. Our reporter Rex Bottoms was dispatched to that station for another and completely unconnected report, but maybe we can tune in live to him there to find out if he has discovered anything. Rex, are you there?
This is Rex Bottoms with a special report for Hutton Orbital News from O'Connor City. I've managed to obtain a black market permit for the system, which, despite being owned by Hutton, is still access controlled by the Sublime Order of Van Manen. My production team, including the T-Boy and Jeanette, the lady who does my hair, have found, buried deep within the station, a series of locked rooms. In cabinets strewn about the place in what appears to be haste by the Sublime Order of Space Hippies, we have found references to a secret locked archive tomb deep within the station. We're here now. Judging by how dusty it is, it hasn't been disturbed for many years. There is some writing on the outer sealed door. I can't make it out. Looks like an ancient, very dead Earth language. Possibly Esperanto, maybe French. No, don't worry about the big red cross signs and skulls. Just break it open. We're carefully opening the secure door now. The interior is dark, and the rush of air has kicked up even more dust. I can make out what appears
to be the wreckage of some kind of antique ship.
Shine that torch over here. Martha, for God's sake, stop your teeth chattering.
It looks like the battle-damaged remains of an ancient interplanetary shuttle. Looks like it's registered to the Beta Pictoris system. Not much of it left, though the cockpit is still partially intact.
Just ignore those inscriptions. They're not warnings. It's probably just congratulating us on finding it.
Inside, it's very strange. The two seats are intact, and there's no sign of anyone ejecting. Lots of damage here, though, and what appears to be the remains of, well, a robot of some sort plugged into the console. Half of its head is missing. Looks like a piece of shrapnel took it out.
Martha! Martha, unplug that cable! Stop worrying, there's nothing in here but us!
Hutton listeners, this is astonishing! Some of the circuitry from inside the ship appears intact. We're taking it back to the lab for analysis. Maybe there are answers about all of this.
Sorry, officer, we were just looking. Press permit, Hutton Truckers. Look, I know we're not supposed to be here. Yes, we saw the signs. We didn't think they applied to us. The duffel bag, that's just my lunch. We'll be off now.
For God's sake, Martha, stop shaking. Right, ladies and gentlemen, this is Rex Bottoms reporting from the Forensic Research Lab at O'Connor City. We retrieved some of the circuitry from the damaged and entombed ship, and we're about to see firsthand what it was all about. Our lead scientist here, Professor Parkin, is about to download the source code from the remaining intact chips. Okay, who turned out the lights? Anyone got a torch? Parkin, old chap, you've got your lab coat caught in the... Oh... Martha, don't look. This is horrible. Someone call a medic. What is it now, Martha? That's nothing to do with us. That's the immunology lab next door. Why is it hissing? I don't know. Probably a safety seal or something. Hang on. Let me look at this screen. Well, that's strange. Who would have the words, "Give me your trash" as a screensaver? This is Rex Bottoms, rather freaked out, and making a strategic retreat from the lab.
Oh my good grief. The poor professor. It sounds like things down there are dire, and we hope that the dusty environment hasn't permanently damaged our bottoms. For the time being, it appears we should issue a complete lockdown on all ships flying to Van Manen, until we can discover why these malfunctions are happening and ensure that all safety seals on dangerous biological samples are thoroughly tested. More as this situation unfolds.
We have had an unexpected leap in good fortune in Epsilon Indy, home of Indy Bourbon and one of the more recent acquisitions by our expansion team. Working out of the Krylov planetary base, we have managed to push our nearest opposition into an election. Yes, once again we are poised to purloin a part of that system. We're so close to the Indy Bourbon that we can nearly smell it. Either that, or Cecil's been at these desks again. The protagonists, the People's Epsilon Indy Progressive Party, not to be confused with the Progressive People of Epsilon Indy or the People's Party of Epsilon Indy, nor even the Progressively Partying People of Epsilon Indy, splitters, will no doubt put up a stiff opposition. But at least this time, it's a peaceful poll.
At last, we have managed to dig our judges out from the bottom of the pile of submissions for the GIMP 2 run. With first place already having been awarded in the PC and Xbox entries, it remains to allocate our fastest runner-up and top trucker prizes. We're delighted to announce that Commander Brett Riverboat, also known as Old Man Riverboat, has been awarded the runner-up prize for a time that was only minutes behind our first finisher, the ever-calculating Commander Wotherspoon. And our top trucker. There were many entries for this. Commander Splendor for his epic initial voyage in a Sidewinder, the Holiday Hero for his mug-dropping antics, but the judges decided that the Dark Paladin should be awarded the Top Trucker Prize for mug-trucking above and beyond the Call of Duty. Not only did he do the run in a Sidewinder, He did it multiple times, including a minimum of 5 trips to Hutton Orbital for more mugs. Logging a time of an Alvin's hair over 7 hours, he also managed to beat Commander Splendor's excellent time. That kind of dedication should be rewarded. So we are, rewarding it, that is, with coffee and a Hutton stencil for the coffee. All other entrants are also receiving a commemorative Hutton pin badge for their flight suit. All commanders are reminded that pinning a pin badge to your flight suit invalidates any warranty with regards to its airtight properties, and any dangerous decompression is entirely at your own risk.
As a quick aside, we're grateful to all the commanders that volunteered their services last week after the heating broke down and Lister I-69 got his tackle frozen to the zero-g urinal. We're glad to say that he was removed after liberal application of an industrial-strength hairdryer with only minor burns and a bad case of frostbitten testicle. We're sorry to say that the rescue team fared less well, with at least 2 of them losing their lunch and one so traumatised by the experience that he has had to be brainwiped. He is now to be found working for Customs and Immigration on the North American continent in Seoul. Ladies and gentlemen, it only remains for us to say a very warm happy birthday to Major General Noctivagus, who is celebrating his 90th birthday today. He is spending it with his family and a room full of colourful birds. We understand one of them is from Norway and called Blue. I have been your host this evening, Dick Chafing.
And I've been lending him a hand.
And now for a tune for Nocti and our very own Bottoms. We'll be right back after this. Don't go anywhere. No, seriously, don't.